This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Between now and this spring, we have a chance to negotiate a comprehensive agreement that prevents a nuclear-armed Iran, secures America and our allies, including Israel, while avoiding yet another Middle East conflict.
A case in Argentina may unravel Iran's seemingly moderate international profile suggested by the president in his speech last night, just as a trial was about to begin that accuses Iran and Argentinian officials in an oil-for-cover-up scandal. A prosecutor was found dead in his home late on Sunday. Alberto Nisman had been investigating the 1994 bombing of the Amia Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. Nisman had accused Argentinian President Cristina Fernandez of shielding Iranian suspects in the case. Journalist and author Jimmy Burns joins us. He covered Argentina for the Financial Times. Welcome, Jimmy.
Hello. Hi.
What does this say about Argentina and Iran's relationship in the 90s?
Well, I mean, Argentina has always inhabited this curious hinterland, which I describe sort of halfway between a mafia state and a banana republic. And at its worst moments, you know, it seems to combine the two. Its relationship with Iran during the 1990s, which we've been reminded of by this terrible case, was obviously so close as to lead to the suggestions of a cover-up. Not just then, but with this whole case now bringing it to the fore again. The problem is that we're now in a conspiracy web of such dimensions that it's quite difficult to see the wood for the trees, with everyone firing from different directions and clearly contradictory statements being made both by the president of Argentina on the one hand and families and friends of the deceased judge on the other.
Why would an Argentinian official make a deal with Iran to cover up the suspects in this case that killed so many Argentinian Jews?
Well, your question is a good one, and the slight exasperation behind it and incredulity behind it is also justified. Again, this is a very complex country with very, very dubious political networks, and where the Secret Services in particular have for many, many years ran almost a sort of parallel state. Clearly, I mean, one would have thought that a democratic country would not even begin to get involved in a plot, let alone a cover-up of such a terrorist outrage. And clearly, the judge who was found dead on Sunday had already made a very, very serious public statement of intent. Now, as you know, the president, Cristina Fernandez herself, has given her own version of what she thinks going on, alleging that this is all an extraordinary plot involving a sector of the Argentine secret services who are determined to undermine what she claims is a bona fide attempt by her government to get to the bottom of the Amia bombing. And in the midst of all this, we still do not know why Albert Nisman died and in what circumstances.
Are Jews in Argentina feeling threatened by their own government?
Well, one of the sort of interesting things, as you would have seen, was a very spontaneous reaction when Argentine Jews took to the streets in Buenos Aires and other cities with the placard saying, "I am Nisman," obviously an echoing of "I am Charlie." And I think this is the kind of public statement of huge collective offense, but also of defiance, which one wouldn't have imagined possible, say, you know, 20 years ago after the military regime, when it was still a very dangerous place to be in. I think Argentines have lost their fear, but at the same time, they don't believe in the democracy of their own government. And I think they're quite right to be dubious about it.
Jimmy Burns is an author and journalist who was the Financial Times bureau chief in Buenos Aires during the 1980s. Thanks so much, Jimmy.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.